Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Friday nights. Well, I said Saturday night. Friday nights, get the dance party going. Crank the beat up a little bit. Chuck always gets first request, little Diana Ross. My favorite Diana Ross song. We were talking about this the other night. Written by Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers of Chic. They wrote this. They wrote I'm Coming Out. And they wrote most of the stuff on that Diana album that was a huge hit for her. Come like 1980, 81, somewhere around that range. Big hit for Diana. Maybe, may have been Diana Ross's biggest album ever. I can't remember. But this is a huge album. And this was obviously a number one song as well on the Billboard chart. So 404-741-0929. That's the Solid of Us Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, we got Rank'em coming up at 10:40. This is going to be a kind of a light and breezy hour. What were your favorite nightclubs back in the old days?
Oh, man. So I started really kind of, I had a couple of phases of clubbing. So I got here in 92 for college.
Okay.
So the college clubs, it was Club Excess.
Oh, okay.
The Warehouse, which prior to it be called The Warehouse, I think it was called Phoenix.
Okay. Where was that at?
So do you know where, right there on Marietta Street, right downtown here. What's the sports bar right there? Stats?
Stats, yeah.
It was like right in that, but not on the same side. Stats is almost on the opposite side, but just kind of right in that area, right in that vicinity.
So not on the side of where the Embassy Suites is.
Yeah, because is it Embassy that's across the street from Stats?
Yeah,
so it was on that side.
The Embassy Suites and then, what is it, Ruth's Chris and all that, that's across the street.
Yeah. So it was on the side that the Embassy Suites is on, but okay. You would walk away from, like you're going away from downtown, from Centennial.
Okay.
Like, and it was just not even, you know, not even 50 yards right there on the left.
Okay.
I think it's just an empty parking lot right now.
So you were basically headed toward Ivan Allen Boulevard.
Right.
You were going that
right,
direction.
But it was right, okay. So, and when I got here in 92, like back then, like there was like buses that would roll through the AUC specifically for these clubs. So
nice.
If you didn't have cars, which back... You know, back then, going to college back then, not too many, you know, underclassmen had cars, and
you know,
it's not like today. Today, kids show up to college with cars.
Oh,
but,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But so there were shuttle buses that would come through the Atlanta University Center, and you know, so for us, it was the Warehouse on Fridays, and then Club Excess on Saturdays, and there was a few others. My second phase of clubbing was post college. And so it was Club Kaya.
I remember Club Kaya.
Yeah, because it was right here.
Yeah.
The original, or Esso's when it was back here on Cortland Street.
Esso, I remember. Yeah.
Where else? 112 when it was back up there in Buckhead, right there. Yeah.
Wasn't one Tweezy there at Cheshire Bridge and
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right there at
Cheshire Bridge and La Vista Road,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that one right there. And then, of course, your adult establishments. We had, you know, Nicky's was around back then.
I remember Nicky's.
Then, of course, I remember, you know, Gentlemen's Club was around. Man, there was a had a good time.
Yeah, those were good times.
And then even when the Buckhead stuff, even past the, you know, there was still a little bit of time after the Ray Lewis incident where the Buckhead scene was still kind of popping. You know, we'd hit a Bell Bottoms on like a Thursday or Friday night, and then you had Fuel up there, you had World Bar, all those spots, man. So
Bell Bottoms was my number one spot.
Yeah, Bell Bottoms was low key, like that was the low key spot.
I'm obviously I'm a big fan of that music,
right?
And I mean, back in the old days, I mean, you know, it was. It met all kinds of girls there. I mean, there's so many good stories about all that. I ran into, at Bell Bottoms one night, I ran into Ryan Klesko and Mike Bielecki.
Wow.
Remember Mike Bielecki, the relief pitcher? So Mike Bielecki was wearing a leather vest with no shirt on. And him and Klesko rode motorcycles there. So they rode motorcycles to Bell Bottoms, but that was my spot. Really like Cafe 22 Tango, which
Cafe
is right
22
there, kind
Tango,
of on the corner.
It was right up
that was,
there.
That
yep.
was across from Atlanta Fish Market.
Yep.
Cafe 22 Tango was. I remember I took a date to Cafe 22 Tango for like our first date. Like we're going to go grab a little, you know, because that place was like kind of like a tapas place, right?
I mean, right.
So it was a little tapas place, but we were going to go across the street and go to Bell Bottoms and dance a little bit. And it was like a Friday night or something like that, and the place was packed. I mean, remember those places were so packed in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were so packed. And I gave the hostess a $50 bill and said, "Look, get me a table." And she sat me right away.
Wow!
I mean, that was back in the old days when you could grease palms and
right.
Listen,
yeah.
We went out to Vegas one time, and we went to the MGM Grand, and they had Studio 54 in the MGM Grand, and I mean, this line was probably 50 yards long. To get into the place. And I was like, man, I was like, are we going to wait here all night? Because we weren't going to get in.
Right.
I mean, it felt like we weren't going to get in. And so after a while, I was like, all right, my buddy was with me. And he looks like Bill Goldberg. Like he's like he's 6'2", 290. I mean, just huge monster of a man.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, well, we got to figure out a way to get in here. And I started walking and I was thinking, all right, we're not going to get in as dudes into this club.
Right.
So I found these two girls in line. I'm like, hey, you girls want to go up here with us and let me try to get us in? Because you weren't going to get in if with just two dudes.
Just guys.
You had to have some girls with you. So I grabbed these two girls, and we went up to the front line, and I gave them like 40, 50 bucks, and we got in. We got in right away.
Nice.
And I mean, that line was like 50 yards long. He's like, hey, as long as you pay the cover, I'm like, okay, cool. I mean – cover was like $10 or something like that. And I already gave him 50 bucks or whatever, you know, and I was like, and we got in and we all went to the bar and got a drink and, you know, kind of partied and stuff like that. I mean, that was the old days where you could grease palms and stuff like that. So you could get into some of these places, but I had to give the hostess like 50 bucks. Like I was like, look, get me a table right now. Like, I don't want to wait. Like, get me a table. Cause there was like a line a mile long. I was like, get me a table. And she got me a table like right away.
Nice.
I was like, okay. I mean, but Bell Bottoms was my spot. And, There were little funky spots. Like some of my buddies like to go to like Jelly Rolls and some of those spots over there. But you know the thing about Cobalt, that's where Ray Lewis had the incident, right? At Cobalt. Well, I remember when that place was Otto's.
Yep.
When I first moved here to Atlanta,
it was.
And the funny thing was, Otto's had a dress code.
Yep.
Like Otto's was a place where you had
They were one of the ones up that way that were really strict about the dress code.
They had a dress code that you had to look good. You had to look sharp and look good if you went to Otto's. I went to Otto's one time. I went there one time with a couple of friends, and I mean it was, you know, fun. I mean it was what it was, but I mean they were a definite club that had a dress code to it. But there were some like little funky places, like Park Bench was up that way, right? Jelly Rolls was up that way. Like there was like that. Once you started getting away from Bell Bottoms, like going further up, I think that's Far Road. A lot of those clubs were like acoustic music and stuff like that. I think like the Indigo Girls played there one time. I mean, they had like it was like a lot of acoustic music and stuff like that. That you would listen to up there. Because, like, I had one buddy of mine that was big into that, you know, Melissa Etheridge and Indigo Girls and, like, that kind of folksy, you know, kind of acoustic. And, like, that wasn't my scene. Like, I was, like, I wanted to be, like I was there opening night for Mako's. I mean, you know, and the girls on the swing and all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was there for that opening night. I mean, so that's the kind of clubs I wanted to go to.
Right.
Somebody said that the club you're talking about used to also be called the Mills.
Which one?
I don't know. Which club were you talking about first?
What did I say? I wonder if they're talking about the warehouse. They might be talking about the warehouse.
Okay.
I wonder when it was called. Was it called the Mills? I guess we don't have a way to enter. But I wonder if it was before. Because, when I got here, in 92, and at that time it was still called Phoenix. And then shortly after, it changed to Warehouse. And ironically, so Lil Jon, DJ Jelly, Cersei, they were all like, you know, this was before, you know, they blew up and became, you know, kind of known nationally, but they would be like the DJs on Friday nights for,
oh, wow,
for these college parties. Yeah. So, man, that was good stuff back then, man.
I'm trying to remember what that era, because, you know, like where Stats is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Stats wouldn't have been there.
No, none of that was over there.
The Embassy Suites wasn't there.
Nah, none of
that was built for Centennial Park.
That area was
right,
not built
right
up at all.
So, I mean, all of that area was, I mean, like Centennial, the Embassy Suites and all that was when the Olympics came and
yep,
Centennial Park and all that kind of
yep
stuff there. But I remember when Stats opened because, look, Steak was involved in all of that. I mean,
right,
Steak was part of that because that was kind of a conjunction
yeah, they
with
had
790
the, studio.
The Zone.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Because the famous thing about Stats when it first opened was you could have the beer tap right at your table,
mm-hmm,
right? Like they had the beer tap
yeah
that was right there at your table and you just paid for by the pitcher
yep
as to how much beer that you drank and stuff. So, but I remember when Stats were, but all of that, like there's a Waffle House, there's a barbecue
yeah
spot, like all of that stuff
none
wasn't
of that
there
was there. None
yeah
of that existed. None
what
of that
was there? Like what was in
honestly
all those
nothing as far as like, you know, any type of like big business or anything. Like nothing was
yeah
there.
Yeah, because again, they put the College Football Hall of Fame
yeah
in there.
Yeah, the aquarium
I mean,
was built.
I mean, the only thing that you had was the Omni Hotel was
Omni
there,
was
right
there.
Yeah, the Omni was there. But I don't remember.
But
don't,
it was the old Omni, not the
well, yeah, yeah,
the,
not,
you know,
not,
the,
not
the
newer
original
Omni.
Building.
Yeah,
yeah,
not the
newer.
The,
yeah,
not the new Omni that is next to the College
yeah
Football
the
Hall of Fame.
The one
that
that's actually part
that
of the
yeah
CNN Center. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The because oh gosh, do they still? I don't think they have. They used to have McCormick and Schmitz there.
I think I went to a Hawks game this season, and I feel like it's still there. I think it's
is
still
it
there. Yeah. I
okay,
think it's
that
still
was
there
that was there for a long time.
Yeah.
Because McCormick, the two McCormick and Schmitz that I know of. McCormick and Schmitz was at the CNN Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that I went to was at Perimeter Mall, kind of across from where the entranceway to the MARTA station. So,
okay,
the MARTA, so the MARTA
side
station is
yeah
on Perimeter Mall. So this was off of Ashford Dunwoody.
Okay.
Like over where the Best Buy and,
right,
and a little bit further down from the Best Buy.
Yeah.
It was literally like you could walk across the street and go up the steps to the MARTA station.
Right.
So that was the only other McCormick and Schmitz that I knew of.
Okay.
Because I went on a date there. Because that was actually a good seafood restaurant. And it was another one of those places that it wasn't a dress code, but it was kind of expected that you at least dressed, like
right,
not like a bum. You
kind
know
of
what
corporate-ish.
I
mean? Little,
yeah,
kind
yeah
of corporate,
I mean, kind
casual
of yuppie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, kind of that kind of vibe and things like that. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was that. Now for adult establishments.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again, you know, the Oasis on Tilly Mill Road, like I
yeah
built half the stuff. I mean, literally I donated so much money to that place. I probably built like multiples of I built the whole back bar that they had. Like they had a front bar and all that kind of stuff. I built that whole back bar. Mardi Gras that the texter brought up. Mardi Gras was, that was right there at 285 and New Northside Drive and all that. It was where that Publix was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I know right there, and there's a McDonald's there, and
yep,
yeah,
there was. So there was a Sidelines there. That's the Sidelines Sports Bar that was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I watched the Falcons Packers game when Mike Vick
okay
led the Falcons to victory, the first ever defeat for the Packers.
Right.
In Lambeau Field in a playoff game.
Right.
I watched that game there. But Mardi Gras was Mardi Gras was interesting because it was in the corner
mm-hmm
next to the Publix, to the left of the Publix in the corner. It wasn't bad.
Right.
Wasn't great.
Right,
had
right
multiple levels in it. I mean, it's actually a fairly big place, and they had a couple of different levels in it. But, like my favorite place was, I mean, the what do you call it? Right there on Buford Highway near
Follies.
Near North Druid Hills Road. Pink Pony.
Oh, Pink Pony,
yeah.
Pink Pony.
Like
yeah,
the Pink
yeah,
Pony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Pink Pony was always my number one
yeah
spot. Like there's
yeah, you know, well they were
there's
yeah
a lot of good stories there, but
yeah.
They were
that in betweener. Like they weren't Cheetah.
Right.
But then they weren't necessarily
Follies.
Follies, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like
yeah
that in between.
Because you remember they had Follies and they had what? Red Rooster or something
yeah
like that on Buford Highway.
Yeah.
That they had. And so that was my place. That was far and away my place. it used to have the, oh gosh, the prime rib buffet in the old days, like for like $5.95 or something like that, right? Like you could go for Friday at lunch for prime rib lunch or whatever like that. That was my number one place. Oasis on Tilly Mill Road was my other number one place. Do you remember when Sandy Springs opened up that strip club that they had it on Roswell Road right there by, well, like near Abernathy Road? It was across the street from the Arby's and some other things. I forget what.
Oh,
that
I know
place
what area
called.
You're right there, right outside of right, just right outside of 285, right there.
Well, yeah, I mean,
make
if you
that
if,
left.
If, yeah, if you went outside the perimeter on Roswell Road before you got to Abernathy, there was that right past the Longhorn. It was literally right next to the Longhorn.
Okay.
And a Mexican restaurant was right there. That was an interesting club.
Yeah, I never went. Never
they
went
were
to any
always
up there.
They were always trying to close that place down. Mm. Always trying to close that
place
down. The
only place I would go to right there was American Pie.
Oh, well, listen. So I lived in Sandy Springs. I lived right off of Roswell Road.
Uh-huh.
Just I lived literally one block north of Abernathy Road on Roswell Road in those condominiums that were right there on the right.
Right.
Foxcroft. I lived in Foxcroft condominium. So you, in the old days, that was at the corner of Abernathy and Roswell. It was an AT&T building, and then they knocked all that down, and it became a school and all this and condos and different things like that. Well, I lived in the first condominium complex on the right as you go north. If you went north on Roswell Road just past Abernathy,
right.
I went there. And it's funny because I was in that area not too long ago. They still have that Aldo's Italian restaurant. That literally has been there for like 30 years or something like that. Like that was a pretty good Italian restaurant, but that place was there forever and a day. But I lived in that Foxcroft. So literally in the old days, I could go to American Pie for like a $4 cab ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it would cost me $4. I'd give the guy $3 tip.
Right.
Okay, $7 to go there. And then I would also go to when we started going to Ashford Dunwoody Road, by the Walmart, Rendezvous.
Okay.
Rendezvous was the other club that we went to. So that was like a $12 cab ride or whatever like that. So, again, that's what you did was use that you got in a taxi cab. But I would go all the time. I lived at American Pie.
American Pie was fun. And actually, when I first got into radio, we used to, at 96 Rock, we used to do remotes there on Friday night. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, you had Good Old Days there. You had American Pie. What was Good Old Days the place that had the outdoor volleyball court?
It was
across the street. I mean, literally, it was across the street. Because you had Taco Mac, right? Was it Taco Mac or $3 Cafe right there next to?
I think that was $3.
Yeah, I think it was $3 Cafe. I think so. $3 Cafe, American Pie, and it was Good Old Days across the street that had the beach volleyball court set up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was the, let me put it like this. American Pie was one of the great meat markets of all time.
Yes.
I mean, it was. Really, I mean, let's say it like it is.
It was definitely the hookup bar.
Yeah, it was one of the great meat markets of all
time. Yeah, it was the hookup bar.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this here in a few minutes. Chuck from the Kia Studios, Sports Radio at the Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Key Studios. Oh, look, there's that girl that was arrested for the salad. It's on Fox right now. She's a good-looking girl.
Actually looked it up on the phone. Yeah, she was cute. But, you know, that sounds like that might have been an induced situation.
I bet it was induced. Anyway, rank them coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. You know, Angry Beavers on Twitter brought up, he said that his spot in between marriages was Baja Beach Club. Now,
where was that at?
Okay,
that...
so do you know where Twin Peaks and Buckhead is?
Yes.
Okay, that's Tower Place.
Right.
Okay, so if you stand on Piedmont and you look at Twin Peaks and Buckhead, it was on the far right-hand side is okay. where Baja Beach Club was. And also Dick's Last Resort was there. I think Roussan was there and Dick's Last Resort.
More
about Dick's Last Resort in a minute here. But my buddy and I went to Baja Beach Club one night, and he was done like 20 minutes in. They had the shot girls coming around mm-hmm. with the test tubes, right?
Right.
She was dressed up like a police girl, and she handcuffed him, put his hands behind and handcuffed him, put a test tube in between her bosoms, and he had to lean over and grab it out and down the shot, and he was, I mean, let me put it this way, because that was my best friend, the guy that looked like Bill Goldberg. He didn't have any hair. He was bald-headed,
right?
He was
right.
a bald-headed guy. So, he looked like Goldberg, bald-headed. His hair was actually messed up. Like, that's how crazy it was. His hair was messed up, and he was bald. I mean, so he was done. But they had a guy that was sitting on like a record player or something like that, and they put that song on "You Spin Me Round" like a whatever. And they took the not the nitrogen, but wasn't helium, but like it was like a tank, like a pressurized tank
right.
that blew out air.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
And they would take the cocktail napkins and throw them up, and they would just blow cocktail napkins all over the place. And he was sitting there spinning around and around. But that place was pretty wild. Like that place was a little too much for me.
Okay.
Now, did you ever go to Dick's Last Resort?
No, I never went.
Okay, so Dick's Last Resort was a restaurant that you would go in and they would insult you. So you
really?
Would sit down, they would throw the menus at you, they would bang the plates and all this kind of stuff, and they would like, what do you want? and like they were so rude. That was the gimmick.
Wow.
Right? We went to one out in San Diego. San Diego. We went to Dick's Last Resort in San Diego because it was near the gas lamp district. And they put a dunce hat on my buddy that I was with. They made him sit in a separate part of the restaurant. Like they would just go after you, you know? And, I mean, the food wasn't any good or anything like that, but it was just so funny because
just
like,
the whole...
all the waitresses and all that, like, they that the whole gimmick was they didn't like you or care about you or just they didn't want to serve. I mean, it was a whole gimmick. It was a whole gimmick. But that was there. Baja Beach Club was there, right at Tower Place. And again, in the old days, and maybe it's still there, but D. Geller and Son was at the top of Tower Place, right? They were at Tower Place in Buckhead. So it was D. Geller and Son was in the tower. You had Roussan's. You had Baja Beach Club. You had Dick's Last Resort. That was the party place because Tower Place was lit up green, right? I don't know if it still is or not, but in the old days, it was lit up green.
So now was because you know that's where Atlanta Live was. Was it there? Not there, but across the street. So you know Kroger's across the street from there
well,
now.
Yeah,
so
that was
Atlanta.
So, I mean that was Rupert's, right? The Disco Kroger.
Right.
That's
well,
where
it was
Rupert's
Atlanta,
was.
Yeah, and it was Atlanta Live at one point.
Yeah, but
so.
I think Atlanta Live came after Rupert's,
was
right?
It?
I mean,
okay.
Wasn't it Disco Kroger, and then it was Rupert's, and then that became Atlanta Live? I think the Rupert's was right next to the Disco Kroger.
Well, I never so I did that. I kind of I never got to go. I just know that's where it was at. So mm-hmm. I was going to ask, was it Atlanta Live at that time?
I remember Rupert's there.
Okay,
that's the place I remember. I don't. I think it did become Atlanta Live, but I did not go to Atlanta Live.
Right,
I went to Rupert's before.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to remember what the places were further down Peachtree. So if you would have gone down Peachtree, right before you got to Roswell Road, so like where Roswell Road and Peachtree came together, mm-hmm. where that IHOP is,
right?
I got a good story about that IHOP and a waitress, but anyway, that's a podcast story. So on the left hand side, right before you got to the IHOP and all that, was Fat Tuesday, Mm-hmm. What else was in that spot? There were like three or four Moondogs. Moondogs was the
Moondogs so was yeah.
Moondogs was there.
Moondogs is still well. No, was it Moondogs just burned down? Didn't it?
I thought that spot in Buckhead. There was Moondogs. There was Fat Tuesday, and there was one or two other places there.
Well, I definitely remember Moondogs because you're talking about the split, right? And then if you go straight, it turns.
You go down Peachtree, mm-hmm. and right before you get to the IHOP at the corner of Peachtree and Roswell Road, like right before you get to the real heart of Buckhead and the Roxy and all that was there at one time, the Coca-Cola Roxy, right? That was the little theater there. Before you get to all of that, right there on the left was Moondogs, it was Fat Tuesday. And there was one or two other places in there. Because if you remember Fat Tuesday, they had all the hurricanes, right? Mm-hmm. So Fat Tuesday had like the wall of hurricanes.
Right.
Had all the different flavors of hurricanes. Moondogs was there, but there was one or two other clubs that was there too. Like there was a couple of other hangout spots as well. I can't remember what they were. I'm trying to remember what they were. Now, Texter said Pink Pony, Gold Rush, and Crazy Horse were all owned by the same person.
Yeah, they were all owned by the Gallardis, weren't they?
Okay, so I went to the Pink Pony that was on Buford Highway. Mm-hmm. I went to the one on the south side below, right by the airport.
Yep.
Old National Highway, right?
Not Old National, but it was Old Dixie Highway.
Yeah, No. It was Old National Highway.
No, Pink Pony South, because you can see it from 75. It was a big building. The building is still there.
Well,
it's a club
now.
What
was on Old National Highway?
I don't think Old National had any strip clubs.
I know it was Old National.
Well,
yes.
Pink Pony South
because Old Dixie Highway is like 411 or something like that.
Yeah, it's right off of 75.
Yes.
So Pink Pony South, that building is actually still there. Now it's called King of Diamonds.
Well, there was something off of Old National. Maybe it wasn't a Pink Pony, but it was another strip club because I got a story about that. About a husband in a lot, but anyway.
Podcast.
Yeah. But there was a strip club down Old National Highway because there was a McGinnis Farms nursery because that's when I was in the landscape business, that's where we bought plants and different. Mm-hmm. There was a McGinnis Farms nursery and the Pink Pony was down that way. And then wasn't Crazy Horse just down from
So Crazy Horse
was on Piedmont, but it was further down from Gold Club. No, not Gold. Yeah, no. What's the place at Lindbergh where the Lindbergh MARTA station
That's
is?
Gold Club.
Okay, that was Gold Club. Okay,
yeah, that was
so
Gold
the,
Club.
So that was the Gold Club was the most overrated place ever.
That was the one that was in behind that whole Fred Tokar stuff too.
Well, yeah, and,
well, it was tied
and
up into all
they
that.
had all the athletes like the Patrick Ewing and Andrew Jones and all that. They all you know had
Dion,
yeah,
everybody. Yeah.
But Crazy Horse was further down because there was like a because the Showgirls place burned down or something like that next to it. But Crazy Horse was a little bit further down.
Yeah, Crazy Horse was right there. It was closer to that was all closer to Cheshire Bridge.
Piedmont turns
into Cheshire Bridge. Yes. All those were right in that area.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Because there were, so I didn't go, I know, what's his name, Keith Sweat mm-hmm. had that club on Cheshire Bridge, because there were some funky places on Cheshire Bridge back in the old days. Like there was a landscape nursery that I think the guy killed Hastings or something like that, Hastings nursery, the guy killed his wife or something like that, and there were some funky little places down there on Cheshire Bridge.
What was the name of the building? Is still there, but it's not a club anymore. Because what was the name of the place when Keith Sweat owned it? Because then Dominique owned it at one point. I feel like it was called Dominique's at one point.
Didn't that become like a different kind of club, like a gay and lesbian club?
It may have because it went through ups and downs as far as like ownerships and things of that nature. Because Keith Sweat, I can't remember the name of that place when Keith Sweat owned it. And then Dominique had his hand in it at one point.
I tell you the other good bar scene was at Phipps Plaza And what was that restaurant in Phipps Plaza?
Oh, right there on the
grape.
Side.
It wasn't grape and all that.
No, you're talking about, because you're talking about the one where the guy he used to own Shout to?
Yeah, well, no. That was the people who own Shout and Grape. And
there was another one up there at Phipps besides Grape. It was another one up there. What
was it
called?
It was on the left-hand side of Phipps when you stood on Peachtree and looked at it.
Right.
I can't remember what that place was. Somebody will text us with it.
What was
but
it
that was a really good bar
scene.
That
was a cool
scene.
Spot.
Yeah. That was the happy hour
scene.
Yeah,
I only went there a couple of times. But, yeah, mm-hmm. we would go there, like you said, like kind of earlier in the evening.
Yes.
Grab a drink.
Yes.
Just kind of chop it up. And then we'd leave there. And
so Texter says it was a strip bar. I that's the Pink Pony that was on Old National Highway.
Well, did they move? Because the Pink Pony South was on it, the building
there
itself.
There might have been multiple Pink Ponies, but I know that there was a Pink Pony on Old National.
Okay.
Because it was past the McGinnis Farms Nursery that was down that way. Okay. I remember that place. And again, I remember that night. But that was off of Old National Highway. Yes.
I can't remember.
That was a Pink Pony there. And how about at I-75 and Northside Drive? Like, how many places was that thing? There was the Mousetrap and all
it's
those.
It's been a lot.
Like, they were
Diamonds.
Like, I think it was Diamond Club or something like that.
Yeah, Diamond Club.
Mousetrap.
It's still open. I don't know what the name is now, but
is
it's
really?
Still open. Yeah, because sometimes when I leave here, you know, after I do all my post-production, I go up 75, and, yeah, you can still see the little sign.
All right, Rank 'em coming up next. Sports Radio, Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app. That pink pony was on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, Key Studios. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. We get the beat cranked up on a Friday night. Little dance party, as we like to call it. You used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Hugh's brain, picking Randy's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal that, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC, so we talked about some artists musical artists we...
All right, so very quickly here.
Uh-huh.
East West Club was called The Industry.
Industry, that's what it was.
The place at Phipps was called Twist.
Twist.
So Shout, but again...
But it was the same person,
okay,
though.
But they had Twist, they had Shout, which was here.
Right.
Then they had Grape, was
right,
the other
Right, they did
one.
Have Grape, yep.
But Twist was not the place.
Oh, so it wasn't Twist that you're
it
talking about?
Twist.
Okay, because Twist
that
was the one
place
I was...
That, the place I'm talking about... Was there way before?
Oh, prior,
way
oh, okay.
before.
Okay.
Twist and all that. Was,
okay,
was there.
Gotcha.
Before they open up that whole series of clubs,
right?
Twist was because I remember Twist and Shout was here.
Yep.
And they had Grape was the other
yeah.
one. But this was all before that.
Okay.
All
that
before
guy,
that.
That poor guy, his wife.
yeah, that's why he closed his place
yeah,
up. Because
she was.
That's why he closed up
yeah,
Shout.
Yeah, she was going for
he's
it
like,
all.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give her. I'm not gonna give her the club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a funny story. That's that's why that all closed up. That's because this place before it was Church Five or whatever.
Right.
What's that place called now?
It's called. I think
Five
it's called Church.
Church
or something like
no,
that.
No, Five
yeah.
Church. Five Church is called.
Yeah.
So it's called Five Church.
Yeah.
Before it was Five Church, it was Shout.
Yep.
And that place was rocking on the weekends.
Yeah, especially.
Because, again, there were some good-looking people.
Yeah.
Good-looking women that went there. But you could access
it from
hung
out with T.J. Duckett there before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so a good friend of mine who passed away a couple years ago, that was his cousin. And so TJ would hang out with us a lot. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, this was when before they redid the whole mall.
Right.
You would come up the main stairs and and you would have like Jay Crickets and the Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And then Shout was over there. And so I used to like when I would come up to work on a Saturday night, I would always see everybody, the good looking folks dressed up at Shout.
Yeah. It's still I don't know about at night at that place, at the Vibe Church place.
Oh, it gets
but
packed.
on Sundays, like
well,
when
they
I
have
come
the
in.
Roof, they do all the rooftop and all that kind
so,
of
so,
stuff.
So like when
now.
I come in
well, they
like
have a
this
big brunch.
Yeah.
Sunday brunch.
Okay, that's what it is. Because yeah, on Sundays
brunch.
When I come on Sundays to do V. Oh yeah, and now that it's warming up, the people are you know
they do a big Sunday brunch, and there's always I mean when I go home at night and get out of this parking lot, like everybody's
coming here on a Saturday night, like getting here at like 10 o'clock, it's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, we were talking about those musical artists if we could, we'd have to live with the rest of our lives. So I want you to rank out of your group: Anita Baker, Michael Jackson, Sade, the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees would be number one.
Okay.
Michael, two.
Okay.
Sade, three. And Sadie unfortunately, three. Anita Baker would go four.
Yeah, I had a feeling Sadie would be three for you. I'm surprised she wasn't number one, though. But I know how much you feel, how you feel about the Bee Gees.
I'm a disco guy. I'm all about – that's why Bell Bottoms was my place.
Right.
That's why we would go to Have a Nice Day Cafe, which was on Collier Road off of Howell Mill.
Yes.
You remember Howell Mill and Collier Road?
Yep.
So – that was a bar that the Have a Nice Day Cafe was in the corner.
Right.
There was actually a pizza place next to it, and they would always have the pay-per-view boxing matches. And I was a huge boxing fan, but I saw the Holyfield-Tyson fight there, and I can't remember. There was a couple of the fights that I saw there, but Have a Nice Day Cafe, then they moved from Collier and Howell Mill. They moved to right on Peachtree, where I think they replaced Bar Atlanta.
Okay.
So when they had Bar Atlanta, remember Bar Atlanta right on Peachtree?
Yep.
That was a wild place. You know, girls dance on the tables and stuff in the bar and all that. But Have a Nice Day Cafe replaced that bar area.
Okay. All right. Grilling season is officially here, although here in Georgia, to me, it never ends. I can grill almost every day. But anyway, rank these meats that you like grilled. Pork chop, fish, chicken, ribs.
Ribs, one. Pork chops, two.
Okay.
Chicken, three. Who eats fish? I mean,
well, you know, like some salmon on the grill.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that's really the only fish I really would eat.
I mean,
eat
how about some sausages and some brisket and wings on
my
the
wife's,
grill?
My in-laws were in town. I don't know where they got this brisket from, but man, it was good. I got to find out. All right, rank these holidays: Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Christmas.
I'm a big 4th of July guy, so that's number one for me. That was always vacation week.
Okay.
That would be number one. Memorial Day, I mean, that was usually a good time to get away in the spring because our busy seasons would end in the landscape business. So
right.
Memorial Day, two. Labor Day, Christmas, I should say, three. And Labor Day 4.
Okay.
We most of the time when I was in school, we went to school
after
Labor
Day.
Day.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All right, from the text line, from our buddy James, rank these 92.9 The Game personalities. Squidbilly, the last outlaw, Rob Tribble. That's a good line.
That's a good name for
that's,
him.
That's Jeff Jarrett's line, the last outlaw.
Yeah.
That's what Jeff Jarrett is now. Hot Take Tommy and Mike Bell. Well, Rob's my guy. I mean, Rob's my guy, one of my good friends. I mean, I love Rob to death. So Rob Tribble goes number one. I'll take Mike Bell, number two. I love Mike Bell. I mean, I love working with Mike, and we always have fun. Squidbilly, three, good friend of mine, too. And Hot Take Tommy, he goes number four. From my buddy Rusty on Twitter, rank these things that kids have no clue about. Dial-up internet, payphones, pagers, maps. Pager's number one because I grew up in the pager era, and we were always running to the phone to call off of our pager. Dial-up internet because that was the first thing I had was AOL, and you had to have the phone and the crazy stuff.
Yep.
Number two. Maps number three. I still like maps, and then payphones. Payphones were always a pain in the neck. Number four.
Okay. Anybody else?
Rank these Harold Melvin and the Blue Note songs from Rusty. If You Don't Know Me By Now, Bad Luck, Wake Up Everybody, The Love I Lost. Bad Luck is number one for me. Love I Lost is number two. I'll go Wake Up Everybody, number three, and If You Don't Know Me By Now, number four.
Okay. All right. Before we go to your Twitter there, real quick, rank these team moves. Lakers to L.A., Whalers to Carolina, Expos to D.C., Cardinals to Arizona.
Lakers to L.A., because that was the most successful from Minneapolis, believe it or not. I'll go Arizona to Phoenix. Remember that whole controversy with the MLK Day and all that kind of stuff? You said the Expos to D.C. I'll go that number three because I don't care about the Whalers. let's see. From our buddy Alvy Cohen, summer drinking options. Truly, White Claw, Zima, Never Drinking Again. Never Drinking Again would be number one. Never Drinking Again would be number two. And then number three would be Never Drinking Again. And then number four would be Never Drinking Again.
Gotcha.
Rank these. Alex English Fat Lever Nuggets. Fat Lever was a hell of a player,
by
the way.
Yeah, him and Alex English.
The Dikembe Mutombo Nuggets. That's the team that beat the number one seed, Sonics. Carmelo and the Carmelo Nuggets. And then Iguodala and Gallinari Nuggets. Alex English Fat Lever all day long. That's number one. Dikembe number two.
Yep.
I'll go Carmelo in that group number three, and then Iguodala and Gallinari number four.
Okay. All right, here we go. Ready to pull out and do some searching?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. First one up. Thick. I think it's Thick Lana Love. So it's T-H-I-C-K L-A-N-A-L-O-V-E-E-E.
Three E's on the end?
Yep.
Three E's. Okay. All right. We got her.
All right. Next one is Emily Pink, which is Emily E-M-I-L-Y P-I-N-K-K-K-K. Four K's.
Four K's. K-K-K-K-K-K-K. Okay. Okay. Not much pulled up with her, but okay, I got an image of her.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, it's Casey Baby XO, so ITSKCBABEXO.
KCABABEXO. ITSK.
Yeah, it's.
C A B A B E X O.
I T S K C B A. Yep.
Okay. I T S.
Uh huh. K C.
K C.
B A.
B A.
B E.
B E.
X O.
X O. Nope, nothing pulled up for all
really?
That. Yeah. Maybe it just blocked me. She'll go number four.
All right. And then Jenna.ray. J E N A Y A.
Wait, J-E-N-A-Y-A.
Dot R-A-Y.
R-A-Y. All right. And let's see. I'll go Emily Pink 1. I'll go Jenna Ray 2, I guess. I'll go Thick Love. She's thick. And then because the other girl we couldn't even find. So, unfortunately, she goes number four. So, all right. That's a rank 'em for a Friday night. Back to wrap it up with the Chuck Reese Show. Love TKO up next. Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.